This morning, the Standard & Poor's credit agency cut Russia's credit rating. It's just a step above non-investment grade now. S&P says investors are pulling tens of billions of dollars out of the country, and that is hurting the Russian economy.
Investors are nervous about the crisis in Ukraine. Secretary of State John Kerry has been talking about stronger economic sanctions against Russia, and many people are asking what Russia will do next after taking charge of Crimea.
Ukraine's defense minister says Russian troops have come within 1 kilometer of the border during maneuvers. Russia says its military is just reacting to NATO troop movements.
The question is whether Russian forces are ready to seize eastern Ukraine. From Moscow, here's NPR's Corey Flintoff.
After Russia completed its annexation of Crimea, this video appeared on YouTube. It's titled, On the Accomplishment of the Objective of Detachment 0990 from February 22nd until March 22nd on the territory of Crimea. For a little over 7 minutes, it shows a Russian military unit taking key objectives, the Crimean parliament, administration and security buildings, and bases. At first, the music seems incongruous, but you quickly realize that it reflects the precision and discipline with which these troops are carrying out their mission. You see masked gunmen entering buildings, securing them, emptying armories, and collecting weapons. Colby Howard is a former U.S. Marine who's been serving as a research fellow at the Center for Analysis of Strategies and Technologies, or CAST, in Moscow.
I was impressed at the smoothness of the operation and what you could see through videos and through reporting. The tactical coordination within the teams on the ground seemed well coordinated to the extent that it wasn't their first time.
Howard says the team members, good as they look, still have a ways to go to match the best special operations forces from the U.S. and other countries, but they were more than adequate for the operation in Crimea. That success looks even better when you compare it with what Russia's army looked like the last time it was in action, during the Georgian War in 2008. Its victory was marred by embarrassing technical and mechanical failures, poor coordination, and indiscipline on the part of badly trained troops. Ruslan Pukhov, the director of CAST, says Russia's military had to modernize and understand it no longer had enough military-age people to field a giant army.
We don't have enough people. That's why we're supposed to fight in another way. Now we understand we're also supposed to care about the soldier because there are not enough of them.
Pukhov says that means hiring and training professional soldiers rather than relying on draftees and providing those soldiers with better pay and living conditions. Still, he says, modernization has a long way to go.
Obviously, such a big machine could not be reformed in such a short period of time, but some important things were done.
Russia put a big share of its oil wealth into defense spending, but at least one analyst says the country still doesn't have enough well-trained professional soldiers to carry out an invasion of Ukraine. Russian conscripts serve only 1 year, meaning that they spend much of their time in training and are only combat ready for about half their stint in the military. Pavel Filgengauer is a defense analyst and columnist for the newspaper Novaya Gazeta.
That's why it's so important that we either move now and order the conscripts to stay in units because of a war situation, or we don't move at all.
Filgengauer says that half the draftees are ready to be discharged, so unless Russia acts by the middle of May, the army won't be fully combat ready again until sometime in August. And that, he says, could give Ukraine the time it needs to bring its own outdated and demoralized military up to fighting strength that would make it a much more dangerous opponent for Russia. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.